I'm curious, Kat, about why you think this history is relevant for students who don't have a South Asian background, and why this history is relevant for the particular historical moment that the UK finds itself in post-Brexit.
One of the points that Anne Wesher made was about how topics like partition should be taught to deal with post-Brexit attitudes in the classroom. And I think this is really important. So for me, when I was looking at partition for the first time, to be quite honest, I wasn't aware that settlers from India came just after the formation of the East India Company in 1600. I was under the impression that South Asians came to Britain straight after 1947. And even that's a massive generalisation. So on the eve of partition, there were 8,000 Indians living in Britain. And then it's another misconception, I think, potentially, when you're teaching about partition, that the majority of the Indians coming post 1948 in the British Nationality Act are actually refugees. Lots of them came for economic reasons. So I think that when we're thinking about partition and its legacy, it's important to use it to break down some of the attitudes and to deal with some of the attitudes that we might find in our classrooms. It's a really good way to actually gain insight and an understanding of those attitudes and to open up those conversations. So I actually think it's, in some senses, even more important that pupils from backgrounds which we might not describe as diverse engage with histories from different communities or civilizations or perspectives, because a curriculum shouldn't mirror the class that you've got in front of you. Of course, I think it's essential that you do take into account the context of your classroom for lots of different reasons that we've discussed today. But if you were only to present a history to pupils that mirrored their own experience, you wouldn't be developing any sense of historical perspective. And also, it's the case that the past is diverse. So a really simple argument is that, of course, pupils should engage with diverse history because it's just good history. So I think in order to broaden their experience and not mirror it, and to deepen their historical perspective, so their ability to think about, rationalise with, understand the concerns of people within the past, for all of those reasons, it's essential that pupils are confronted with history that they may not, on the face of it, initially see as being relevant. But the point about partition, of course, is that it is hugely relevant. So it helps to explain our country the way it is today. The Partition Education Group, and they're doing some work on this at the moment, they've put together some cross-curricular lessons for primary schools, or they're in the process of doing this. And their purpose is to show primary school pupils that we do have a shared history. And I think partition is an excellent way of communicating that.
Yes, absolutely. And Anne Wesher, I wonder if I can pose the same question to you. What is the value of this quote-unquote Indian history to English students?
You know, to put it very simply, because English kids are learning about colonialism, which is deeply embedded in Britain's past. And the moment you learn about colonialism, you don't just learn about the metropole. You don't just learn about England or how colonialism was something that benefited England. And often I've seen the dangers of colonialism put across in a mildly positive light. I've had first year undergrad students come and tell me, when I talk about the kind of epistemic violence that colonialism generated, I've often had a pushback from British students telling me that, oh, but look, I mean, we gave you railways. And the whole V versus you. You know, suddenly I've seen this very hostile environment in the classroom saying that, oh, you're telling me that colonialism was bad, but we gave you railways, we gave you this, we gave you that, we outlawed sati. So the way they talk about we and versus you clearly shows that they have very deeply imbibed histories of colonialism within their personal narratives about how they understand colonialism, about how they understand history and personal history. So it's very, very important that British students understand that colonialism is not just one history. There are multiple sides to it. There are multiple indices to it. And it might have generated a whole lot of revenue for England, but what it did for the colonies, what it did for colonized people, the epistemic violence, that side needs to be told. And partition is very much a part of that violence, is very much a part of the final outcome of that history, you know, which shouldn't be sanitized over, which needs to be taught. And you know, often in classrooms, I've seen that white students, the moment we talk about partition, we see South Asian students very deeply engaged with it. And you mentioned, you know, personal artifacts and personal stories, is because pretty much every South Asian student would have a personal story to tell. Even if their families haven't experienced it firsthand, they would have heard something from somewhere, friends, parents, grandparents, something that they would have that they would deeply associate with. Yet I have seen white students have a completely, or rather British students have a completely different kind of engagement, a very significant detachment, if I may put it that way, from the partition classes. That, okay, it's something that happened to you, that happened to South Asians. The moment we start teaching partition within the wider history of colonialism, as a part of the wider history of colonialism, of the refugee problem, of migrations, that's when I think there would be a greater engagement of British students with this particular history.
Yes, and we then come back to the discussion earlier about what students need to know about the broader history of empire in order to make sense of the history of partition.